In Afghanistan, protesters have taken to the street for a fourth consecutive day, outrage over the accidental burning of Qurans at a U.S. airbase. Joining us now is Orla Garin, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Orla, good morning. What is the latest from the ground in Afghanistan in these protests?
Well, very much as feared, protesters have taken to the streets following Friday prayers. We have about five separate demonstrations that are going on at the moment here in the capital, Kabul. We also have demonstrations taking place in a number of other parts of the country, north, east and west particularly. So far, not too much going on in the south. Now, here in the capital, what we're seeing is that the authorities are taking action very quickly to try to prevent any of these demonstrations getting to sensitive locations. We know the Afghan National Army opened fire into the air to stop one group of demonstrators that were on a road that leads to the Afghan Ministry of Defence, but also to the US Embassy and NATO headquarters. So those demonstrators have been held back. We've also just heard that another group of protesters who are trying to enter the city at the southern gate are also being blocked by security forces. And I should say that although we are getting reports of a lot of demonstrations, so far we're not seeing the kind of violence that has happened in recent days.
Orla Garin, this is, of course, an issue of religious significance, religious outrage, and Afghans, not to paint them with a broad brush, tend to be very religious people. It makes me wonder if there are political elements inside Afghanistan that are using this incident to capitalize on their position and sway the public into their favor against the United States or against Kabul.
Well, there's no doubt that there are certain vested interests here who are trying to take advantage of the very genuine and very widespread anger that people feel about this. There is an extraordinary degree of religious sensitivity here. The Quran is a precious book for Afghan believers. I spoke this morning to one army commander who was in position at one of the key roundabouts here in the city, and he and his men had been deployed to protect that area. And I asked him how he himself felt about the burning of the Quran. And he said, well, it almost brought me to tears. And I asked what he thought should happen to those who were responsible. And he replied simply with one word and without any hesitation, death. Now, there are elements here, particularly the Taliban, who are trying to take advantage of this anger. They've been urging people to get out onto the streets, to target NATO bases, convoys, NATO forces, to capture, beat and kill them. And there has also been incitement by some members of the Afghan parliament. And that's a big worry for the authorities here.
Of course, the United States military command apologized for this incident. And then in addition to that, the president of the United States issued a public apology. Has that made any difference to people in Afghanistan?
I'm not sure it's made much difference on the streets. The Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, welcomed the apology from President Obama. He said that was appropriate. He has said the action of burning the Qurans was done out of ignorance. And he seems to be accepting the American position that this really was a genuine mistake. But I think it's going to take some time before people on the streets are prepared to accept that version of events. After all, they say the Americans have been here for more than a decade. They should know by now what our religion and our Quran means to us.
Protests are continuing for the fourth straight day on the streets of Kabul and across Afghanistan. Outrage at accidental burning of Qurans, holy Muslim Qurans, at a U.S. airbase. Orla Garin, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.